Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to be back with you. We had a week off there, and it's good to be back in the saddle.
Yeah, I enjoy it. People tell me when I miss. They miss it.
Yeah, exactly. I get word about that, too. Interestingly enough, not only word from people who miss it on the radio, but people who will say to me, you know, I went to your website, and I don't see yesterday's edition of
wow.
the Business Watch. And there was no edition, I'll tell them. So, but now
so
there
we're
is.
We're cross platforms now, everybody. That's
right.
People are looking for us everywhere.
All about multimedia. Okay, well, the cover stories we always start with, and of course, no surprise here. It's shop, shop, shop till you drop, and some stores even 24 hours coverage. It's unbelievable.
No, it really is. And this is a big shopping week, as you might imagine. Obviously, last couple of days here before Christmas, and people out there, you know, everybody tries to get done early, but a lot of people don't, so they're out there getting last-minute things, or, you know, some people maybe even starting their shopping on the 23rd or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But so the stores will be open late, the mall will be open late. Kohl's, we were talking about before, they're open like 24 hours from like Saturday to tomorrow, I think, and so it's a very interesting time, but you got to be careful because Christmas Eve, a lot of things will close early. So, like today, things will be open late till like 11 o'clock or midnight. And but tomorrow, a whole bunch of stores will be closing by about 6 o'clock. There'll be some still open till 10. I think Target and Kmart are both still open till 10. Some of the Walgreens stores that are open 24 hours always remain open. So you can always hit them for some last-minute things. Pros Ranch Market is actually open till like 10 or 11, I think. So if you need some last-minute food, the Albertsons are open till 9, things like that. But you got to be careful. You got to plan your shopping. If you wait too long, your choices are going to be very, very limited. Even Walmart closes and is closed all day Christmas Day. So
wow.
You got to be careful.
And
then,
so Walmart closes. They close on Christmas Eve night, is that right?
Right.
Okay.
I think two of them close at 8 and one of them closes at 7.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. So if you think I'm going to run to Walmart real late and grab one more thing, you might be out of luck if you cut it too close. So and then the mall and all their stores will be closing at 6. So today's a good day to get out because, like I said, a lot of things are open late. A lot of things are open late today. They've been open late all weekend. You know, the weekend before Christmas is always such a big shopping weekend, and then the 23rd and 24th are also that way. So and then you have the 26th. You know, you wake up early the day after Christmas. Some of us have to go to work. Some don't. You and I know we'll be working.
You better believe it.
And then that's a big shopping day. It's interesting. It's not quite a Black Friday or anything, but it's all the after Christmas sales. That's become a big shopping day, either online or in the store. So people will be looking for deals once again. And then also a lot of Christmas stuff goes on. Big markdown. And that day, you know, you can have decorations and all that kind of stuff that you can stock up for next year. I know it's something my mother always does. And then also people are out using their gift cards. Maybe a lot of people got gift cards for Christmas and they're out using those. And also returns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take the receipt, go to the customer service area and return your gift or get a refund or get something else. And so
yeah.
They're busy days. So this whole week, except for Christmas itself, is pretty busy.
All about shopping. Yeah. All right. Well, I may be out a little bit. Maybe on my lunch break on the 26th and see if there's any half-off stuff left over.
Yeah, it's hard to check to find out what's out there, yeah.
You never know. Okay. Well, looking at the profile today, interesting. This is a business that is growing like gangbusters, e-cigarettes.
Yeah, and I wasn't too familiar with those before our story. Mm-hmm. I'd heard of them, and I kind of had an understanding of them, but they're a lot more involved than I realize. You can get all different kind of flavors and that sort of stuff. And Maddie Smith wrote a profile for me like she does every week and did a really good job. And there's this place called Smooth Vapors, and they offer electronic cigarettes here in town. And this is becoming a sort of a thing.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, you know, some people, of course, are doing this as a way to wean themselves off of cigarettes, and there's a lot of concern about it because we don't know health-wise, we don't know yet a whole lot about this, but there is a great popularity here. I've seen figures where these just are growing by leaps and bounds, the sales figures.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And And like I said, at the Smooth Vapors, they say they have like 100 different flavors, and they can mix flavors. You can get cherry cheesecake and watermelon and grape and blackberry, and you can get tobacco flavor. And
Very interesting. And another thing interesting about this is that the rules haven't yet kept up with the technology, if you will, in this area. I was at a concert and saw a woman using one of these, and the she was being told, you know, we don't allow smoking in here. She was arguing, well, this isn't a cigarette. This is an e-cigarette. There's no smoke from it. And so, you know, I don't know that that's all clear everywhere. So this is kind of an interesting thing. This, again, we see this all the time with new technologies, that the rules may not yet be clear.
Yeah, exactly. I know someone who fired one up on a plane, and there was some controversy about whether they could do that or not.
Sure.
And, it's interesting how it works out. And you can get, what's interesting about these too is you can get different levels of nicotine in them.
Mm.
And so people who are trying to cut back can start weaning themselves off. You know, maybe do it that way, or so there's a variety of uses.
Interesting stuff. All right, what else is new this week?
All right. Well, up on Telshore, right next to the power center where people can buy four-wheelers and that sort of stuff, over near Uno's and that sort of side of town, 2000 North Telshore is where the power center is. There's going to be a Caliber Collision store, car center. I'd never heard of them before, but they got like three of them in El Paso. And it's what it is. It's a body shop. It's a collision place to fix cars. But it's a chain. They're based out of Texas, and they have multiple ones across here in the Southwest and Colorado, and mostly in Texas. And it's going along like gangbusters. They got that building up, and it's looking pretty good. No timetable yet for opening, but I spoke with somebody at one of the El Paso stores, and they said, you know, they've heard of February as a possible opening date. So that'll be interesting. So it's a pretty big building over there.
Yeah, it is.
And we had something in the paper about this already, but I went ahead and put it in What's New, too, to let people know the Fountain Theater is closing for a month to undergo renovations.
Mm-hmm.
And from January 3rd to February 6th, and it's scheduled to reopen again with movies on February 7th, just like a regular schedule like they have. And I have a link to the Mesilla Valley Film Society's Facebook page and to keep people updated and that sort of thing. So, but it's undergoing renovations.
Okay.
And then one more thing, down on Main Street, near the corner of Main Street and Bout, there's about 10 acres that are up to be replatted, divided into four lots. There's been some applications submitted on that. The best I could find out is that there's nothing particular in the plans just yet. I got this from Robert Kyle, the chief building official at the city, that he knows about. But it's being subdivided to facilitate future development, I guess is how you would say it. So,
okay.
We'll keep an eye on what happens down there. It's a nice little piece of land down there. So.
Okay. I only have about 20 seconds, but the Babbling Brook is about?
Yes, millennials. Generation Y, and how they're really changing the way people look at work. And, you know, they won't necessarily stay with a company for 20 years and get the gold watch. They might want to work from home. They might want to jump around on jobs. And so it's an interesting little look about how the different generations look at jobs and careers.
We'll read more about it in today's Las Cruces Sun News. Brooke, thanks for joining us, and happy holidays.
Thank you, Fred. Same to you.